Lorna Summers says there was serendipity in her move to 340 Dundas Street E in the early 90s. When she and her husband bought the house, also known as Eager House and Little Woods, the Eager family had owned it for more than a century. Summers and her husband were the second family to move into a home that had been built in 1871. Now, Summers is selling the home. In an interview with Flamborough Today, she reflected on her 3.5 decades in the house. "I felt like I was a steward and still am a steward of the house, which is why I'm delighted it's going to be designated," she said. Eager House is currently being considered for a historic designation, which would protect its exterior from being changed. Summers, who grew up in nearby Aldershot, said she had always wanted to see inside the home on Vinegar Hill when she was younger. The last Eager to live in the home was Helen Eager, who passed away in 1988. She left the home to her 2 nephews and 1 niece. "And by coincidence my husband, who was a curator, had been in the house to pick up 3 William Karelic paintings which are very, very important Canadian paintings, when Helen died. So he had been in the house," she said. After they moved into the house, Summers said she was at a work event for McMaster University, when she met a professor from Carleton University who had his own long history with the home. "I said, I've just moved from Aldershot to Waterdown. I bought this beautiful old house called the Eager House, and he looked at me and he said, I actually grew up in that house. I spent every summer in that house." The man was one of Helen Eager's nephews. "We became very good friends. I'd visit him in Ottawa, he'd come down and visit the house and tell me about it," she said. A home fit for a museum. Summers's home garnered attention in March of this year, when it was put up for sale and photos of its interior were posted online and featured in the Hamilton Spectator, showing her extensive collections. The stairwell at Eager House, with Lorna Summers' many collections on display. REMAX. Summers is currently the vice president of Mohawk College's Advancement and Alumni Engagement, and said she has taught around the world for around 35 years. And over those years, she has collected hundreds of unique items from her travels, which were displayed in her home. Summers collected art, textiles, and other items which were displayed around Eager House, her very own museum exhibit. "I've been a collector my whole life, and one of the things I loved about the house is that it was so adaptable. I did a lot of work in Africa, so all of my collections of African pieces are Indian or Mexican. The textiles I've collected have just been right at home in that house," she said. "It's been such a great showcase." Most of those collections have been packed away, as Summers prepares to sell the house and retire to a farm nearby. She said the home now only has the essentials in it, all of her collections have gone elsewhere. "But it's a lifetime of collecting and it hasn't stopped. I was still collecting last week when I was in England, so old habits die hard," she said. Home's original features have meaning in disposable world. "Letting go of Eager House hasn't been easy," Summers said, as the home spirit and charm of the home are so important to her. "It's very, very painful," she said, especially when she thinks about the new owners potentially renovating the inside of the home. Summers said she tried to keep its original features intact in her time there, and that she hopes the next people to move in will be able to appreciate the house for what it is. She said it pains her to think of someone doing a full interior renovation and modernizing the inside of the home to fit the most recent trends. "I know things can't be preserved in amber forever," she said, adding that she hopes certain aspects of the home will be preserved because of their historic importance. Things like the 153-year-old glass in all of the home's windows, and the original 18-inch baseboards and a massive folding door between its front and back parlors, all original features from when the house was built. "These things have meaning in a world that is very disposable. Throw away this, buy it tomorrow, throw it away the next day. That's not the way these houses were built and that's not sustainable," she said. "But there's only so much I can do. I've been a steward for almost 4 decades. I have loved it and cared for Eager House. I've got to make a move as I think about retirement and, fingers crossed, someone will love the home as much as we have." Eager House at 340 Dundas Street E has been recommended to City Council for a historic building designation. Kara Nickerson.